I see miracles every day. Miracle, an event that appears unexplainable by the laws of nature and so is held to be supernatural in origin or an act of God. American Heritage Dictionary. In Galatians 3:5, the word miracle may be taken in its widest sense to include miracles both physical and moral. Vine's Expository Dictionary. Moral, relating to principles of right and wrong, conforming to a standard of right behavior. Webster's Dictionary. In Romans 7:18-25, we see a law or principle of sin and defeat that dwells in our fallen, mortal, dying bodies. The Apostle Paul says that even when he wants to do good, this evil is present in me. Romans 7:21. Romans 8:13 says, "For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live." Romans 8:13, King James Version. The phrase, "if you live after the flesh," in Greek, uses the present tense, that is, continuous or uninterrupted action, habitual action. If your lifestyle or human nature that is apart from God, opposed to God, and prone to sin, is lived unrestrained, ye shall die. That is, you will perish. Galatians 5:19-21, New American Standard Bible. It appears that lifestyle matters because it shows true repentance or the lack of repentance. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify, that is put to death, present tense, habitual action, the deeds of the body, you shall live. If you use your lives to do the wrong things your sinful selves want, you will die spiritually. But if you use the Spirit's help to stop doing the wrong things you do with your body, you will have true life. Romans 8:13, New Century Version. The point I'm trying to bring out is, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Romans 8:26. Example, the words of the Spirit, the Bible, if acted upon and heeded, will keep you from sinning against God. Psalm 119:11. Those Spirit-filled words will put to death the desires of the flesh and give you life. If I said, "Don't think about pink elephants," what will happen? Immediately you will begin thinking about pink elephants. If I said, "Did you see the yellow bus?" what happened to your thoughts about pink elephants? It was replaced by a thought of a yellow bus. In Deuteronomy 6, it tells us how to love God and establish His thoughts in our heart. "And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road, when you are going to bed and when you are getting up. Tie them to your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." Deuteronomy 6:5-9, New Living Translation. We must wholeheartedly commit ourselves to God's Word and then speak about it constantly. Personally, I take 3x5 cards and put Scripture on them and stick them in my shirt pocket. As I go through the day, I look at them and meditate on them. I also establish my day before the Lord. I open myself to the good works that God ordains that I should walk in, Ephesians 2:10. I draw near to God, and He draws near to me, James 4:8. I cry out to God to help me in my weakness and to put to death any sin that wants to pop up throughout the day, Romans 8:26, Romans 8:13. I seek peace and pursue it, 1 Peter 3:11. Don't speak words that don't bring peace into your life, in your marriage, etc. I pray to God that I may bring truth and not error to myself and others, John 14:6 and 2 Peter 3:17. So if we by the Spirit put to death the deeds of our flesh that wants to express evil, Romans 7:21, we will have life. Romans 5:10 expresses it this way: "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, it is much more certain, now that we are reconciled, that we shall be saved, daily delivered from sin's dominion through His resurrection life." Romans 5:10, Amplified Bible. Whatever it takes to focus on Him in our time of weakness or even before weakness has manifest, look to Him. It may take the form of worship, praise, the Word, meditating on God's Word, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, Ephesians 5:19. Sin is a natural law of defeat, but God's Spirit brings the supernatural life of Jesus with His life and peace, Romans 8:2. So keep turning to the Spirit, turning to God's Word, and calling on the Lord with a pure heart and conscience. 1 Timothy 1:5, 2 Timothy 2:22, 1 Peter 1:22, 1 Timothy 1:19, and 1 Peter 3:16. If you do, you will see miracles every day as the natural law of sin is defeated by the supernatural law of the Spirit. Romans 8:2. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:20-23.